This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Paris Olympics is coming up. I'm excited. I love the Olympics. But what's been kind of quiet in the news lately is how is the Olympics going to play out in terms of transgender rights versus advantages that could affect women's progress in sports. And there are going to be restrictions, we're being told, but we have some academics the group of 26 academics that have challenged the International Olympic Committee's framework on the inclusion of transgender athletes in sports. They are saying it does not protect fairness for women nor align with scientific or medical evidence. And, you know, it's been a real struggle for scientists and academics to be on the same page with this. I mean, look at how it took Europe and finally the UK to say, puberty blockers and kids have risks. Whereas America says, we're good. We support it. Should be offered. Europe is saying, we need to hold off. How could there be two completely different attitudes towards children and puberty blockers? It either hurts kids or it doesn't. There's either risks or there aren't. A kid could either give informed consent or they can't. But like we've seen with everything in politics, it depending on what side of the aisle you're on, that's the new science. So the paper published this week in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science and Sports said decisions on eligibility for female competition must consider male development rather than just looking at testosterone levels. This is being reported by Reuters. So the academics or the researchers say we urge that the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, reevaluate the recommendations of the framework to include a comprehensive understanding of the biological advantages of male development to ensure fairness and safety in female sports. I find it kind of ironic that the International Olympic Committee, the committee for the Olympics, who should understand sports more than anybody, should understand the men's sort of events and the women's events and the numbers involved and what benchmarks have been made and the qualifying ranges. And you would think the International Olympic Committee would not necessarily have to be schooled, but they are urging the committee to include a comprehensive understanding of the biological advantages of male development. They say sports face the uncomfortable reality that the inclusion of transgender women in female sports categories cannot be reconciled with fairness, and in some instances, safety for females in athletic sports. So the IOC framework on fairness, inclusion, and non-discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sex variations is a document produced to guide international sports federations when establishing their own rules. And they say we point you to the position statement, IOC framework on fairness, inclusion, non-discrimination, etc., published within the British Journal of Sports Medicine. Within this statement, there is an explanation of the principle of no presumptive of advantage, as well as more details about an evidence-based approach. So governing bodies for cricket, cycling, athletics, swimming, and chess have tightened the eligibility for women's competitions. Other sports allow transgender athletes to compete if they all they have to do is show lower levels of testosterone. Well, I'm telling you right now, I think my testosterone as a biological female is probably a little more than other women. Does that mean I could compete with men? No. There is no way I could compete with men if I have a little bit more testosterone than other women. That's a very tiny piece. Taking a man, a biological male, suppressing the testosterone, one is cruel. It's not very comfortable for them to go through that. And it doesn't change the bone mass. It doesn't change the muscle mass. It doesn't change the agility, the years of athletic conditioning. It doesn't, you can't do that. And why I think it's preposterous is, what are they going to later do? Say, okay, well, you can compete with women if you tie one hand behind your back. Or if we cut off a leg. It's getting ridiculous. And it actually hurts the transgender population that isn't necessarily asking for this. Most of the transgender individuals I know are not asking to be allowed to compete and excel by leaps and bounds against women. They're not asking for that. But everybody feels like they'll get canceled or they'll get in trouble if they don't look inclusive. So the paper said studies show that transgender women with suppressed testosterone retain muscle mass, strength, and other physical advantages compared to females. Male performance advantage cannot be eliminated with testosterone suppression. Duh. That's what we've been saying. Failing to acknowledge male category level advantage or arguing it is simply a presumption undermines the purpose of segregated sex categories in sports. So, you know, I have family members who are LGBTQAI plus trans, one transitioning. I have patients who have had gender dysphoria or who are transgender. It's not easy. It's very challenging for them. But we have made such strides to make women's sports safe, to allow women to compete, to allow women to excel. I mean, look at Caitlin Clark. And so, you know, to add that extra obstacle where they now have to compete with biological sex or males just almost puts them back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So let's talk mood swings. Women have been stereotyped as having more mood swings, more moody, more emotional. They're happier than men. They're sadder than men. They have worse mental health than men. And I'm telling you as a doctor, that is a whole bunch of baloney. Okay? I'm not saying this to stereotype men, stereotype women. But can we talk a little bit more about why we have these fluctuations? Why are women perceived to be more moody or to change their emotions? Let's just talk about this for a little bit. So me... Okay, I rarely get mad. Okay, I might pretend, yell like, "What the hell is this? Did you do PP house? Ridiculous!" I mean, I might, you know, but when I get mad, it's rare. But when I get mad, I get quiet. When I'm mad, I'm quiet. And it's funny because the kids know something's wrong when I'm quiet. If I'm not singing, if I'm not doing baby talk. right? If I'm not laughing or cackling, if I'm not talking to myself, and I am in the house or in the vicinity, and I'm quiet, something's wrong. Something's really, really wrong. Now, is that a mood issue? No, it's not a mood issue. It means I need to focus. Okay, I can't be singing, you know, Beyonce, if I have to focus on something that's kind of serious and going on. And so my kids always saw the serious side of me because they were at the office when I worked, and I would be home dealing with patients at home and on the phone. And you know, so when I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. But my kids have actually also learned to pick up when it's not a work quiet, but something's wrong. And what's interesting is they don't hide from me. They actually come towards me. They've done this ever since they were little, where if mom's upset about something, come to mom. They don't have to worry about me smacking them or hitting them or whatever. I think it's because they either want to help me or they want to know what the hell could be so serious that's going on to make mom not talk. Now, do I sometimes get into a funk? When my dad died, not a good day. When Cowboys, again, you know, didn't make it to the Super Bowl, never a good day. Yeah. When my survivor pool fell out of the survivor pool with our football grid, that bad day. But for the most part, I bounced back. But what is going on in terms of the stereotypical women, men, moods? So when you look at caveman days, I always go back to caveman days because it's an easier concept for me to figure out. In terms of communication, the female species, if they are playing a dominant role in child rearing, needs to be able to communicate on multiple levels. If they're eating something and they can't speak, there needs to be a mommy look or a paw, a smack, or a groan, or something that allows their progeny to know what's going on. And I developed a lot of nonverbal communication with my kids, not on purpose, it just had happened. In fact, I actually started teaching them sign language, too. It's like, if mom can't talk, like from your lips to God's ears. No, God forbid, if mom can't talk, you know, how do we communicate? I taught them what to do if I ever, let's say, if they found me and I was unconscious because I hit my head or something, what to do, find the phone, contact, call 911, things like that. But I even, when they would be acting up and I couldn't yell at them in front of people, I came up with a growl. So all I would have to do is go, they know. They know. Mommy is aware of what's going on. Mommy could whoop their little butts if they don't stop it. And it doesn't matter if we're in the middle of public. Mommy knows what's going on, and I'm present. But maybe it's because in the female animal species, if they are taking on a child-rearing role that's more than the male counterpart, they have to be able to communicate on multiple levels. They also, they have to, let's say they can't communicate. Let's say there's an intruder. Let's say there's a beast coming, and they can't say anything, and they can't. The silence of a mother is also something that alerts a lot of kids. Now, if you look at caveman days and we look at the men, and I'm not stereotyping, but if we look at some of the paternal roles, okay, they were in the hunting and gathering. Okay, they couldn't necessarily, well, they were hunters. Women hunted too, but let's say men were hunting. Okay, they didn't have time to be yay and boo and other. I mean, they had to, you know, keep it even keel, and they had to do what they needed to do. Did they get grumpy if they didn't kill anything for dinner? Yes. Did they get elated and really elated when they did bring home some food? Yes. And I see that mood swings, if you look at the amount of mood swings male to female, it's equal. And studies have shown, men have mood swings too. They might not be as communicative with it, but they do. So when a man is quiet, Are they quiet? Are they asleep? Are they watching a game? In my house, when Daddy's quiet, it's probably because he's taking a nap. And it's funny because, you know, the kids will be like, "Where's Dad?" You know, they come home from school, "Where's Dad?" And I go, "I think he's asleep. I think he's asleep. He's hiding." So when he's quiet, I don't think he's mad or in a mood. I think he's asleep. So the kids are like, "Dad's always asleep." "No, I'm not. I'm awake." I'm like, "Well, where the hell were you?" So we need to understand that, because when we talk about mental health crises, we assume that if we don't see somebody crying, if we don't see somebody that has a big sign saying, "I'm in a bad mood," or "I'm sad," or "I'm," that they're not having it. They're not in that mood. And so mood swings aren't necessarily a bad thing. You know, you could have a mood swing, and that could be very protective of you. I mean, you're going from "I'm happy, it's a beautiful day," and then all of a sudden, there's this big, I don't know, elephant that's going to be charging your camp, and you need to now get into defense mode. It is completely okay, and in fact, your ability to transition well in terms of your fear, your anger, your happiness, your love, your hate is actually a sign of resilience. When a bad thing happens, you know, at work, and you're able to go, "Okay, guys, you know what? All right, let's get back up. Power went out. We might have lost a lot of the data. Let's just get back to it. We could do it." You know, those individuals who could get back into it seem to do better than those that are just devastated. My house was on fire as a kid. We lost everything. I had to still go to school. I had to still function. But if I cried about it for weeks, that might not be to the best of my survival skills. So being able to transition is not necessarily a sign of poor mental health. Where it's a sign of poor mental health is if you cannot retain a mood when there's no other environmental triggers or reasons to switch from that mood. So you're in a conversation with your kids, good day, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden you want to just go after them. Okay, that's not good mental health. But if you're laughing and playing and you're having a good day and they're not acting up and you retain in that mood, that's good. You know, if something horrific happens, then all of a sudden you're like, "Oh, I'm so happy." That might not be as healthy. But you're allowed to be sad when somebody dies. You're allowed to be stressed when you see something in the news. You're allowed to be frustrated. In fact, you need to be. You're allowed to cry. Crying is good. I just saw A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks and Madonna and Gina Davis, where one of the baseball players was crying. And he goes, "There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball." And it was a funny scene. Now, I mean, how many of us were told by parents, "Stop crying, stop crying"? And you had to, and you had to stop crying. Crying, I think, is healthy. Let it out. When my kids want to have a fit or a temper tantrum, I take them to the car, because it would be like if we're in the middle of a store or restaurant. I'm like, "Okay, I'm not going to let you have a scene here. So go into the car, scream as long as you want. Just scream. Just finish your temper tantrum. When you're done, let me know." "Wah!" I go, "Are you done?" "Wah!" I'm like, "Then you're not done. Finish up." So our mood swings could sometimes be extremely protective and a sign of strong mental health. But always talk to a medical professional if, as I said, they happen inappropriately and they happen for reasons you can't control. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New York's Democrat Attorney General Letitia James ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties in New York if he doesn't come up with large amounts of bond money by Monday.
James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
USA's Laura Winters. The latest draft resolution from the United Nations Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. The first draft had a clause that, along with the ceasefire, Hamas would release hostages. The second draft, however, did not. The U.S. hoping the Security Council votes on it today. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who lied about her kidnapping, has been ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and sentenced to probation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our emails and notes we got, they want to be anonymous, but they have a child who is considering, they are a boy, but they are considering becoming a girl. They're young. They're only 10 years old, and they don't know what to do. They don't have a primary care provider. They ask if telemedicine will help in this situation. And what should they do until they get medical help? So that's interesting. It's a great question because some parents have kids that are slowly looking at their identity. We all go through identity changes. Some of us identify as an athlete, like I try to, until my coach said, nah, you're not really an athlete. Some of us identify based on religion. Some of us are bucking our parents' religion. Some of us are identifying as a different sex, as a different gender. And so at 10 years old is an interesting age. It's also prepubertal, and there's a lot of pressure by many groups to intervene if there is a possible gender dysphoria early. Well, tricky, because as we said, in Europe, they are, especially in the UK, they are banning puberty blockers in kids. If you're an adult, or if you're 17 and older, you could visit a clinic, but in youth, they're concerned about the risks. But what about the other parts of it? So you have a boy that comes home and says, Mom, Dad, I want to be a girl. Right? What do you do? Okay, well, the first thing that I would do is, obviously try to reach out to their pediatrician, because you are going to need some medical help and advice. If this is not a phase, if this is not based on confusion, if this is something that was lifelong, you need to have some medical guidance. But while you're waiting for that doctor's appointment, that could take months. Okay, there's some things you could talk to the child about. Okay, one is, first, congratulations on that child feeling like they could talk to you. There's a lot of kids that don't feel like they can talk to the parents. And even when your kids become teenagers, they don't talk to you about anything. They don't tell you that their feet smell. They don't tell you that they got a tattoo, they got a piercing. So if you have a relationship where your kids are talking to you, that's golden. That's priceless. So if that happened to me, and I had a child who said, Mom, I don't want to be a boy anymore, I'd like to be a girl, the first question I would ask them is, well, one, I'd say, thank you for telling me, thank you for talking to me about this. One, always reassure them that it was a good thing that they came to you. Number two is, why would you like to be a girl? What is it about being a girl that you want to be? Don't put them on the defensive, but say, walk me through, what is it about being a girl? If they say, well, I could use the girls' bathroom and not get beat up. Okay, well, that might not mean they want to completely transition their sex and their gender and their, body parts and their fertility. Okay, why would you like to use the girls' bathroom? Well, these boys are mean to me. They make fun of me. They call me a girl. Maybe I'm a girl. Okay? Are there any other reasons? If those boys didn't do that, if you didn't have to, use the boys' room, what other, we're talking about young kids here. Why else do you want to be a girl? Well, I like dresses. Okay? Liking dresses doesn't necessarily mean that they need to transition. Oh, is it that, well, my friends are girls, and I like doing what they do. I don't like doing what the boys do. Okay, dig a little deeper. What are the boys doing that you don't like? Well, they're mean. They pick on people. They get dirty. I don't like doing sports. I don't like, okay, there's a lot of boys that don't necessarily want to play in the dirt, I do. I mean, as a girl, I love that stuff. I would much rather play with the guy stuff than the girl stuff. But I still assist female, a biological female. I never want to change my gender. I just want to do what the boys got to do. So you, while you're waiting for there to be some medical support, you need to get to the root of what is going on. Has anybody talked to you about this? This is a big decision. And, now that you're becoming a big boy, big girl, it's a big decision. Have you talked to anybody else about this decision? Yeah, I talked to my school counselor. Okay, what's your school counselor's name? I could also talk to the school counselor. You're going to want to, again, it's going to be a team approach. But what was that conversation like? Well, did you go to them saying you wanted to be a girl, or did you go to them with another concern? Well, I'm sad. They saw me crying. You know, and so when they talked to me about it, then I told them. So, you know, you start to get a little bit more information about what's going on. Okay, now talk about the sadness. Why are you sad? What makes you sad? Well, I get sad because I can't run as fast as the other boys. I can't. Do you want to run faster? I do. What do you want to do? Now, if you had your three wishes, Jeannie was here, you could have your three wishes. Well, I want to make the baseball team. I mean, sometimes you end up, and I'm not saying this is the case of every child, but you see how it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of discussions when you have a very young child thinking that that is the answer that they need. And maybe they're right. Maybe they are diagnosing themselves with true gender dysphoria. But maybe when you get to the root of it, it's something completely, entirely different. They don't have the athletic ability as other kids do. They don't like what the other kids are doing. One demographic is nicer than another to them. They get less teased, although I would warn anybody wanting to go into the girls' room and transition to a girl, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, girls can be really, really mean. I dreaded going to the women's room, the girls' room. These girls are pretty mean. The men's room is great. Still, honestly, if somebody told me, Dahlia, you could use the men's room if you need to, I would love that. I go in, I go out. I just, you know, do pretty well with men sometimes. It's easier for me. But, you know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I remember I panicked because my son wanted a pet scorpion. He really wanted a pet scorpion. And my husband was like, sure. And I was like, are you flipping kidding me? What? Excuse me? Is there a vote? Before I could even digest that we were going to have a scorpion in the house, they went to the pet store and got a scorpion. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, the scorpion was in the house, and I don't know what happened, but eventually the child got sick of the scorpion. I think it's because the cat wanted to play with it, and then we thought that the scorpion could kill the cat, so he or the dog, and he's like, you know what, never mind. So then he donated it to the science teacher, and the science teacher had it as a pet at school. But then he was over that. Now, I'm not saying, I am not equating gender dysphoria. True gender dysphoria is very, very serious. Now, and it is very, but, you know, when you have a young child, okay, and they are asking for something, it doesn't necessarily mean that's what they permanently want. How many times did my kids say, I want a new mommy? I want to go live with my friend's mom. Right? Because, you know, they're not grounding me or putting me in timeout. And I'm like, fine, see ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. See ya. Okay, well, how long did that last? You know, so, you know, you have to find out whenever somebody is having depression, suicidality, disliking themselves. Why do they dislike themselves? And from there, you can not only address gender dysphoria, but maybe you could also address some of the deeper reasons they are having depression or anxiety. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Then
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this really makes me mad. When this happens, I get so ticked off. There's a charity called the Women's Cancer Fund. And allegedly, they raised $18.3 million vowing to help patients. They told donors that their money would pay the living expenses of women going through treatment for cancer. But a new lawsuit from the FTC and 10 states allege that for every $1 donated to them, only 1 cent went to actually helping people with cancer. They say the majority of the money, allegedly, went to the charity's president and for-profit fundraisers. Now, the lawsuit was filed last week in federal court, and it alleges the Women's Cancer Fund raised the money from 2017 to 2020 by making deceptive and misleading claims. In reality, the bulk of the donations went to the $775,000 salary of the charity's president, Gregory Anderson, and to pay for profit fundraisers of $15.55 million, as well as overhead expenses. That's what the lawsuit alleges. So the lawsuit claims of the $18.25 million donated to the Women's Cancer Fund, only $194,000, roughly 1%, went directly to women with cancer, or helping women with cancer. Really? Where did 99% of it go? Salaries? For-profit type stuff? No. Now, charities do have overhead expenses. Whenever you do build a nonprofit, built in is a framework of what you're allowed to spend for costs, administrative costs. A charity has to pay for a website. They have to pay for administrative assistance. They have to pay for a phone line. They have to pay for power. You know, they have to pay for, marketing. They have to, you know, it's great when you have a nonprofit and everybody can donate these things. So you could use, they could donate the signs. There's like, sometimes you'll have like a lawyer that'll donate their legal services for free. You'll have volunteers that'll donate their time, but, you know, the framework usually needs, money, because the power company doesn't just give you free power. And so I believe the number ranges anywhere from 25 to 37%. I don't know exactly. I know it changes. But, your accountant, your CPA, should have very well documented what went to actual expenses and where your money went. And they should be very transparent. That's why you see all these tunnel for tower commercials and things like that. They want to show people the house. They want to show people the individuals who are saying they got helped. Because there's a lot of these idiot charities out there that are lying to people. Now, I'm not, just because a charity says, look, see this kid, we're helping this kid. Again, you still want to do your research. But it's the more transparent a charity is, the better. So, they say while charities incur overhead expenses, it's generally considered good practice to spend only a fraction. Charity Watch, given its highly efficient rating to nonprofits that spend less than 25% on operating costs, the lawsuit alleges that donors who opened their wallets, according to CBS News, to give to Women's Cancer Fund were deceived by the group's marketing efforts. Now, the Women's Cancer Fund was also known as Cancer Recovery Foundation International. See, they come up with these names that sound really legit. Cancer Recovery Foundation International. So you hear cancer, you hear recovery, you hear foundation, you hear international. They slew all those words together, then you think it's a legit company. But they use the donations to pay for expenses like hotels, travel. Again, hotel and travel is okay if it is under the percentage of what is allowed to operate. So if you are going to go to, let's say, a conference for cancer, a big medical conference, and you want to attract donors, attract volunteers, and that costs money, you are able to expense that out. But if you are doing it to go to Hawaii and have fun, no. Can't be doing that. So they say Cancer Recovery Foundation International and Anderson abused the generosity of American donors in the most egregious way. That's according to Samuel Levine, director of FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. He says the FTC is committed to aggressively pursuing such illegal conduct, which hurts donors and deprives legitimate charities of needed funding. Amen. He says we are grateful to our state partners for joining in this effort. So California, Florida, Massachusetts, Maryland, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin have been a part of this a process to sue the Women's Cancer Fund. So what I've always liked doing is I've liked one. If you notice, the big nonprofit I like to help is Vitalant Blood Services, American Red Cross Blood Services, where I helped create National Blood Donation Week, so we're donating blood. If you notice, I don't ask you for money. I don't ask anybody to donate money. I ask for you to go to your local blood bank and donate blood. And I think that's one of the best ways to help people with cancer, to help people with sickle cell, to help people with anemia, and it doesn't cost you a cent. You could even organize a blood drive. Doesn't cost you any money. The Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, they handle it all. You just need to ask your coworkers to sign up, or you need to, you know, post the sign up and encourage people to participate, but it doesn't cost you a cent. And so that was one of the reasons why I, you know, for the past, I don't know how many years, I've been working with the blood banks, because nobody has to feel like they're being cheated out of. Now, yes, these blood banks could benefit from financial donations, but National Blood Donation Week never asked for that. We don't ask for financial donations. And I don't actually have a nonprofit because I'm not asking for money. I'm just, you know, bringing awareness to blood donation. When I do, though, like to help, I have, you know, for years seen fraud and seen waste of money in some nonprofits. Remember I told you there was somebody that worked for a nonprofit that I remember trying to scrape $25 to help seniors in need and hunger, and it took, because I was making $4 an hour working at Jack in the Box, I scraped $25 to donate. And the representative from the charity calls me up saying, hey, I'm going to go see my dad, but if I see you, I could then do it under the charity. So let me see you. I'm like, you were just here. Yeah, let me see you, because then I could say it was a work trip. Well, I scraped $25 together just so you could go visit your dad on a flight that you didn't have to pay for, when I can't even afford to go visit my family because I don't have the money for a flight. It ticked me off. So instead, if somebody says we need food, I'd like to give them the food. I'd like to actually give them the clothes. I will give the gift cards. A lot of charities say, don't give it, just give us the money and we'll go to Walmart. Well, you know what? I'll give you the Walmart gift card. I just want to know that the money I am giving, and I get there are administrative costs, but I think there's a lot of room for there to be waste. And so if I want to help somebody, I'll either volunteer, give them my blood, sweat, and tears, or I will try to donate the actual things. You know, it's frustrating when Superstorm Sandy hit, a whole bunch of people came to me on radio and said, look, you know, we have things we could collect. And we collected truckloads of stuff for people impacted by Superstorm Sandy. And the charities over there didn't want it. They said, just give us cash. I go, we got better than cash. We have the clothes. We have everything ready to go. They're like, no, just send us cash. I go, then what do we do with all this stuff? They go, well, give it to your local charity. So we ended up doing that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.